Item 7, Sustainability Park. Juliet. All right. No, that's the light. Maybe you need to move closer to that. It's difficult to hear staff or us. Okay.
All right. I'll do my best to speak up. Good morning. My name is Juliet Giordano, and I'm with the Habitat Management Division, and I've been there for a little over 2 years. So Sustainability Park LLC requests authorization to construct a boat launching facility that includes two boat ramps with fixed tending piers and a floating dock adjacent to property situated along the James River at 13101 North Enon Church Road in Chesterfield County. This project requires a wetlands permit and a sebaqueous permit. And as a note, the sebaqueous component is unprotested and less than $500,000, so I'll just briefly review the sebaqueous impact. Again, this is going to be a boat launching facility that's going to have in the upland area a boat storage, dry boat storage. The launching is going to include a 10-foot by 38-foot paved entrance that leads to two 50-foot by 13-foot prefabricated concrete boat ramps with two 6-foot wide by 40-foot fixed tending piers and a 10-foot by 52-foot floating dock that is attached to the upriver fixed tending pier with a 5-foot by 30-foot ramp. The total impacts of the project result in 760 square feet of impacts to wetlands. I'd like to note that there is some vegetation that exists along the shoreline, but this is the unlisted wetland plant, American Justicia Americana, or American water willow. So we consider this tidal wetland area non-vegetated. The bold outline over state submerged lands is going to be 3,310 square feet, and that includes 760 square feet for the boat ramps, 360 square feet for the tending piers, and then 670 square feet associated with the floating dock, and the remainder is the area directly landward of the floating docks to the mean low water line. On November 14th, staff held a wetlands hearing since Chesterfield has not yet adopted the wetlands ordinance. There were no issues that came up at the wetlands hearing or during the public interest review. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the project with a royalty of $2,947 for the 760 square foot encroachment of the boat ramps over state-owned bottom at a rate of 50 cents per square foot, the 2,530 square foot bold outline encroachment that includes the tending piers, floating dock system, and the area landward of the floating docks at a rate of $1 per square foot, and the removal of 60 cubic yards of state-owned submerged land at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. And that's just to get the boat ramps in, small amount of excavation. Staff is not recommending compensation for the wetlands since the area being impacted is essentially non-vegetated. We don't think that compensation is necessary in this situation. And the applicant is represented by their agent, and I'll answer any questions.
Any questions? Mr. Tiger.
I'm curious. Justicia Americana water willow, you're saying, is present. However, it is not listed. Tell me why a vegetated wetland plant is there, but not really there in our eyes.
In the wetlands ordinance, there is a list of wetland species.
Right.
And we have interpreted that to mean if it's not listed, not a protected species under the wetlands ordinance. So we've considered the shoreline non-vegetated. I guess that's the hazard of maybe creating a list.
Mr. Watkinson.
That's actually correct. I'll add a little more to that. From 1972, when the Wetlands Act was originally adopted by the General Assembly and put into place in Virginia, it only covered vegetated tidal shorelines in the Commonwealth. It did not even cover the intertidal area from low water to high water. And as you can imagine, most of the Tidal Wetland Act focused quite a bit on saltwater tidal areas in Virginia. We're in an area here, the James River, is freshwater.
Right.
And so there's a lot wider sweep of plants in the freshwater area. And I guess not every one of them ended up in the list of species that's in the Wetland Act. But it's those wetland species have to be in the Act for it to fall into that vegetated category of jurisdiction.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, is the applicant present? Wish to be heard? All right. Any other public comment on this matter? Seeing none, what's the pleasure of the commission? Item 7.
I move we approve.
Mr. Beck makes a motion to approve the permit for Sustainability Park, seconded by Mr. Tankard. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Permit is granted.